2 weeks off.
Come in, Jenkins. Make it quick, will you? I'm expecting a call from head office.
Yes, Mrs. Thompson. Well, I expect you know that I've been putting in a lot of extra hours over the past few months. In fact, I didn't take an Easter break either, so we could finalise the ESI contract.
Yes, I'm aware of that. Head office is pleased about that ESI business. In fact, Jim Smart's taking me out to lunch tomorrow to celebrate. Champagne all round, with a bit of luck.
Oh, that's nice. Seeing as I was principal negotiator, I don't suppose...
What is it, Jenkins? Get on with it. I haven't got all day, you know.
Yes, Mrs. Thompson. Well, let me be honest with you. I've been so stressed out since we've been working on that ESI contract. Those 12-hour days have been doing me in.
Pull yourself together. We've got another big contract coming up, and it's going to be all hands on deck. Once I get back from the Caribbean, of course.
Oh, how wonderful for you, Mrs. Thompson. Well, okay, I'll be frank. You see, I bought one of those lottery scratch cards last week. Anyway, you'll never believe it. I won 2 weeks in Ibiza. Your secretary said you'd be in St. Lucia for 2 weeks, so I thought I might be able to take some time off too.
Ah, so that's it. Well, I don't know, Jenkins. It's a tall order. I'll see what the big boss has to say about it. But I'm not making any promises. Is that it, Jenkins?
Well, there was just one more thing. Regarding the ESI business, as you put it. You see, they were so impressed with my negotiating skills, they've asked me to head up their London office. So, here's my letter of resignation. 1 month's notice, minus 2 weeks paid holiday. That means I'll be leaving in 2 weeks. Must go. There's a taxi waiting outside. ESI are taking me out to lunch.
Jenkins! Jenkins!